Brothers and sisters, as you know me, I'm James, and my wife Lois is over there. This summer, the weather in Vancouver was very hot, right? One of my friends said that Lois and I brought the hot weather from Vietnam to Vancouver. Actually, even though Vancouver was too hot this summer, it was very hot for only 1 or 2 weeks. And after that, it became normal weather. But Vietnam is different. This is the story of Vietnam, which has hot weather all around the year. Vietnam has only two seasons, dry season and rainy season. For half of the year, it rains, but it does not rain all day long like Vancouver's winter weather, winter season. It pours for 10 or 20 minutes and stops suddenly, and it becomes hot again. But sometimes it is cool in the morning. The other half of the year, from December to May, is the dry season. It does not rain for 6 months. When it becomes cooler in the morning, Lois and I feel very good. But our teachers and students in Vietnam wear jackets because they feel very cold. Four of our five teachers even got cold. This is the story of the hot country, Vietnam, which still has a Christian population that is under 2%. Too many Vietnamese do not know Jesus. Because they do not know Jesus, they worship idols in the house, in their business, in the bus, and even on the street too. So the Vietnamese need the gospel of Jesus and love of Jesus too. One young lady entered the gallery to see the artwork. After she purchased a ticket and entered the gallery, suddenly she went down on her knees to look at the artwork. When the gallery manager saw that, he thought it's not normal because nobody looks at the artwork like that. So gallery manager went to her and asked, "Why do you look at the artwork like that?" She answered, "I am an elementary school teacher. Our students will come here tomorrow. So I am here today to see how my students will see the artworks at their eye levels." Actually, adults' eye level is high. We do not consider children's eye level because our eye level is high. As adults, we always look higher and want more for ourselves. Or bigger house, nice car, and more money, etc. Okay, I'll read the book of Acts, chapter 13, 21 to 23. Okay, I will read. "Then the people asked for a king, and he gave them Saul, son of Kish, of the tribe of Benjamin, who ruled 40 years. After removing Saul, he made David their king. He testified concerning him, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do. From this man's descendants, God has brought to Israel the Savior Jesus, as he promised.' King David was born as the youngest child of his father Jesse. So he was treated with contempt. All his family members treated him like that. He took on all the difficult tasks in his family. Even when the prophet Samuel visited his house, all his brothers came to eat with him. But David had to take care of his father's sheep. Later, when David became the king of Israel, God said, "A man after my own heart." People like to receive praise from others for what they did. I like to get praise too. I have a wish. What wish I have is, I want to receive praise from God. James is a man after my own heart. How about you? When David was the king of Israel, he had a man killed in order to take his wife. And David's children's education was so terrible. Did not make family time with his children, no conversation with his children, and did not have family worship time also. As a result, he had many troubles in his family. His third son, you know, Absalom, wanted to overthrow David to become the king. So David had to run away even without wearing his shoes. It is not easy to lower our eye levels, making lower, that is humbleness. Because King David was not humble at the time. He committed a sin. Nevertheless, later he received praise from God, "A man after my own heart." How did David receive his praise from God? David forgot the God who trusted in when he fought with the giant Goliath. I realized that I had to make my eye level low when I started my mission work in the undeveloped country. Now, in the 21st century in Canada, we have everything here. Everything's abundant. Everything is brand new. Life is very comfortable. And we have lots of delicious food too. If I look back on my life when I was young, my family was so poor. It was so cold in the winter with lots of snow in Korea. When I went to elementary school, I wore black rubber shoes without socks in the winter. My pants had many holes also. Why do I tell you this? The students of School of Hope are also very poor now. Usually, they do not wear their slippers when they play outside. So the soles of their feet are so dirty. They like to climb up my shoulder, and after a while later, their soles become clean. Where did the dirt go? Because there was a time when I wore black rubber shoes and wore pants with lots of holes before. I can play with our students. Everybody says it's a hard time to survive now, to do business, to get a job. But this kind of economic depression happened many times before. The world is getting more and more materialistic. But we, as born again Christians, should try to pursue humbleness. Jesus Christ suffered and died on the cross to save our souls. And through his resurrection, he gave us the best present, the assurance of salvation. Why do we have to worry about the material things in this world? A person who knows God, a person who knows the Creator, and a person who knows the Redeemer of our souls can make our eye level low. He can become humble. Therefore, David could repent his sin, and he was praised from God, a man after my own heart. I appreciate your prayer and financial support for Hope Church and the School of Hope in Vietnam. The story of God's kingdom in Vietnam is progressing well. The church's construction, which began last December, is done now. During those days, we had many troubles, but we always tried to love the workers because they are the people who are in need of Jesus Christ. So we invited them to our Sunday service. Then some of them attended our service. I visited School of Hope in Vietnam and returned in the middle of August. I'll show you some more pictures and continue mission report. There were many changes in Hope Church and the School of Hope in Vietnam last year. First of all, good news from Hope Church Vietnam. The Hope Church construction was completed. When I visited there middle of August, they were installing the equipment inside the building. We painted bright blue color, as you see, front and back. So when you visit Hope Church in Vietnam, just try to find the bright blue color house. That's the Hope Church. But we did not paint both side walls because when neighbor build their house, they build their house without any space between the house. So we do not need to paint the both sides. And this is the worship room on the third floor. We got wooden long chair and the curtains and the ceiling fan, air conditioner, and the pulpit table too. Over 100 people can worship at a time. We pray more Vietnamese come here and meet Jesus Christ. Whenever I see this worship room, it's a miracle, really. And this is the main level from entrance. We made the stairs side of the wall to make more space front part of the main entrance. As you can see, the kitchen inside. Later I'll show it to you in more detail. And the square one, that is the baptism tank. We couldn't do the baptism. I couldn't make a baptism tank in the worship room like our the OBC on the third floor because of the safety reason. When Pastor Brad and Rhoda visited Hope Church before, we borrowed the baptism tank near Vietnamese home church. It was small and only one person can go in there. And but Pastor Brad stood outside and baptized. But now we have a big one. So two people can go in, and then it's very good. Almost our church members, except some leaders, are new believers. So they never heard Jesus Christ, but at Hope Church. So we teach them the Word of God, and when they have assurance of salvation, now we could baptize them whenever we need. And this, the kitchen, yeah. This is the kitchen. It's really nice kitchen cabinet, right? Thank you very much for your financial support. And the worship room, all church members came and cleaned the floor and everything very much. Yeah, there is two. Students and teachers help the church construction a lot together. And this is front part of building. We'll use this part a motorcycle parking lot, fence and the roof. We made a clear roof. Usually the Vietnamese, they make their house roof with tin, the metal. And when it rains, it makes so noisy. Even when we have a service, we have to stop for a moment. But now we put on a clear roof, then it's not noisy. Now at Hope Church, we have two assistant pastors who graduated the theology school. Church members are 30 adults and 30 Sunday school students. We have a youth service on Friday evening. Teachers prepare dinner for them, and after eat dinner, and then have a service. After that, we have a prayer meeting. And all buildings done now. So we decided to have new building completion service on November 24th. That's the Saturday, 5 p.m. So we invite all of you. It's a little far from here, but just try to find the bright blue color when you come to Vietnam. That's the Hope Church. Isn't it beautiful? The first School of Hope of Vietnam graduates. Six students graduated. Actually, in Vietnam, they do not have elementary school graduation ceremony, but we had a wonderful graduation ceremony. We rented gown and hat, but cannot borrow shoes, so they just wore sandals. With teachers and parents, and with students. Now the School of Hope in Vietnam has 60 students, grade 1 to grade 5, and 5 full-time teachers. Maybe you saw this picture. Our 5 teachers, Lois and I love them so much. We want to invite one teacher from left, second, Tham. Her name is Tham. And the next summer, maybe you will meet her next year. We have quiet time every morning with the teachers before school. And the teachers prepare breakfast for students. If students have money, then they pay, or we give free breakfast. Teachers prepare different kinds of meal every morning, like banh mi, the Vietnamese soup, and Vietnamese noodle, and sometimes rice. I'm sure you know this letter. I explained this one. This is our school permit from government. I heard the behind story to get this permit. When we applied the school permit to a government office, all education board members in our area, they rejected our school permit application because we teach Bible and the prayer. All others, teachers and other building facilities, students, they're okay. But only the reason because we teach Bible and prayer. But one person, one lady, she insisted to give permit. Mifuk, where we stay, that area is the industrial zone. So many people from the rural area moves to Mifuk to get a job. So when they got a job, but parents, they do not send their children to school. So children play by themselves, together. So they make lots of trouble. So the government, they know that those kind of children make lots of trouble, do not go to school. So government tried to open the school for those children. But government, they closed the school because they do not want to study and all troublemakers. But the lady asked us, we failed, but how can you do that well, the whole school? So she insisted and then we got a permit. And one of our Hope Church members opened her home business, making the medical clothes, like masks and gowns, something like that. She hired workers who cannot get a job. We have three families who moved from Cambodia to Vietnam. In the inner between Cambodia and Vietnam, there are many small border offices. So Vietnamese can go Cambodia. Cambodian can visit Vietnam freely there. Then just they moved to Vietnam in our area and began to attend our service. But they cannot get a job because they do not have a Vietnamese ID. So this lady, Go Tiung, allowed them to work at her business. And she hired our students, three students too, the graduates. They cannot get a job because they are under 18 years old. So she helps many people with Christian love. When I was there, I led morning prayer time in this business. Now they changed it in the afternoon after work. I think this is the first business Bible study group in Vietnam, in the factory. our students work after school. Our teachers prepare lunch and lunch for them, and they work. And they finish work 4 p.m. And then our teachers teach Bible to them. All members of Hope Church Vietnam went to Vung Tau, where the seashore is there, for Sunday field service. Our province, the Binh Dinh, does not have seashore. So our church members want to see the seashore. So we left the church 3 a.m. in the morning on Sunday and arrived in Vung Tau 7 a.m. And we had a service, swimming and playing at there all day long, and returned to Mifug very late on Sunday. And really, we had a so wonderful time. I want to share with you our church member. Mr. Jin, he attended our church almost 5 years. He had idol in his home. Even he attended our service. So one day, I visited his house. I saw the idol and said, I decide to say something. You have to choose one, believing Jesus or idol. Because our God does not like worship him and idol together. So as soon as he heard that from me, he answered, he's going to choose Jesus. Okay then, if you choose Jesus, take it out now. Then he took some tools and then took it out. And then this year, when I visited his house, I saw the cross over there where the idol was. There is only one Christian bookstore in Ho Chi Minh City. It's not a big, small one. Mr. Jin cannot go there to buy this cross. And even he does not know where the Christian bookstore is. So he made the cross by himself and put over there. Isn't it wonderful? I pray all Vietnamese homes have this cross, not idol. Just seated beside me, he is Mr. Jin and his wife, Go Dao. We went to a restaurant to eat Vietnam noodle. In the middle, white shirt, she's a Go Tham. She visits their house and then every Wednesday evening and teaches the Bible. Mr. Jin's wife, the Go Dao, the black hat, she led the two women. One is her younger sister, and white hat, she's her husband's sister. And now they began to attend our service. This is Cambodian family study group. We have three Khmer family. One family can speak Vietnamese well, but two families cannot speak Vietnamese. So one of our church members visits their house and teaches Vietnamese. Now they work at the factory of the medical clothes. And we have the Bible study and worship every Tuesday at the old church member's house, turning around like that. And Wednesday evening, one teacher visits this grandma's house and teach Bible. She sells some vegetables and fruits side of the street. And on Friday evening, after youth service, we have a prayer meeting. For the newcomers, on Saturday, Gotam visit and teaches the Bible. And we had a theology school last June for 2 weeks. Police tried to find our place for theology school, that place. So we changed the place, another one, at the hotel. And we did that there 2 weeks this summer in June. And then maybe we can do one more time at there, and then we have to move another place. This is Fu Chan family. This place is still about 30 minutes away from our place. Their children wants to study, but parents, they cannot send them to school. When I visited there with our teacher, we explained about our school of hope. When the mother heard that, she cried. So, and that area is very big. So we pray to open new school at this Fujian area. Okay, the prayer request. Salvation of all the students and their families. For scholarships for students, to get the permit for Hope Church. We applied last March, but still waiting. Hope Church building completion service, November 24th. But when we applied the church permit, the government authorities said, are you going to stay the school and the church in a building? So we said, yes, that's why we build like that, 3 floors. Then they said, then we cannot give you a permit. Should be separated. So we pray for that, which one goes in there and then another one's other place. Opening new school of hope for Chan, for co-workers, 5-hour teachers, and the theology school ministry. For safety, we want to give glory to God through all Vietnam ministry. Thank you very much.